I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to The Best of Late Night, where we pick a theme and put together our top picks from last night's lineup. Today's theme, comics spice it up at the Emmy Awards. Sean Spicer was an Emmy's show surprise, but James Corden revealed something even more shocking on his late night show. Listen for his explanation about a regrettable kiss during today's Best Of. And Jimmy Kimmel went to a few awards show after parties. Find out what prompted him to say, once you've been to one, you've kind of been to them all. Kimmel, Corden, Conan O'Brien, and Trevor Noah give you the awards show dirt in today's Best of Late Night.
And of course, last night here in Los Angeles was the Primetime Emmy Awards. Stephen Colbert did an incredible job hosting the show. It was an amazing, amazing show. The big winners last night were Donald Glover, Hulu, and former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. Spicer won Best Actor in a Comedy for his role in Donald Trump's administration.
Sean Spicer's cameo on last night's Emmys. People are mad about that. Yeah, a lot of talk on the internet today. People angry. Mm-hmm. They're also not thrilled to hear that Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be hosting the Latin Grammys. That actually, not happy about that. He's out there with his big ears.
Congratulations to all the winners at last night's Emmy Awards, especially the underdogs.
Diversity reigns at the Emmys as women and people of color taking home some of the biggest prizes on television's biggest night.
Atlanta's Donald Glover became the first African American to win an Emmy for comedy directing.
Sterling K. Brown became the first black performer in close to 20 years to win lead actor in a drama series for This Is Us.
Master of None's Aziz Ansari shared the Emmy for comedy writing with Lena Waithe, the first black woman to receive the award.
Yeah, that is fantastic. But how are we still having first black anythings in 2017? Do you know how many Emmy ceremonies there have been? 69. Nice. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. Because last night's Emmys were really amazing and so full of black people, I was waiting for the show to get pulled over by the police. It was a beautiful...
You know, I've never done acid, but I think I now... After going to an after party that had Sean Spicer and RuPaul at it, I think I understand.
But Sean Spicer actually did make a cameo at last night's ceremony, and according to some reports at the after party, Spicer was the most popular guy in the room. And I just want to say, I think people are forgetting that this man lied to the American people and should not be embraced. These Hollywood phonies kissing up to Sean Spicer are disgusting. I mean, who did this? Who are we talking about here? Now, I know you think that's a picture of me kissing Sean Spicer, but in the spirit of Sean Spicer, no, it isn't. I mean...
I will say this, though. Judging from America's history, we have to be careful for next year, though, because anytime a black person wins something for the first time, the next time around, there's always an overcorrection. So just be ready for 2018 when Steve Bannon wins Best Actor in a Drama.
Like, I'd invited to more parties last night than I did all of my years of high school combined. If you get nominated for an Emmy, you get invited to all the parties after the show. There are like 9 different parties, so you go from party to party. Turns out they're all exactly the same party. Every party, it's a bunch of people dressed up, drinking cocktails, and telling you you were robbed. Everyone who isn't holding an Emmy was robbed. So, and then you leave.
The big winner at last night's Emmys was The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, of course. Handmaid's Tale, that's a show about a repressive society where women have no rights. Yeah, that's right. It won Best Writing, Best Drama, and Best Mike Pence Fantasy. So, big. How are we doing on the show? Are you all right? Okay.
And to watch the laughs online, visit usatoday.com/opinion. While you're there, tell us which joke was your favorite.